When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What was this? Episode 8?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what I have to say about it?
Where are we? What the hell is going on? The dust has only just begun to form crop circles in the darkness, sinking, feeling, spin. I'm not going to do the whole second part.
I was following your lead because, okay, so this, what's up, everyone? We're putting that in the episode. That is so funny because I just finished my first OC watch in the last like 6 months. So that song really means a lot to me these days.
What you say? Naturally, Manuel. I can only assume that that's what the title was referencing and not the actual game of hide and seek, because fuck that like double segment that I just did not need.
Oh, yeah. I zipped through that for sure during the rewatch. There was just no need. But anyway, this is episode 8, titled Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap. I just want to give a quick update before we dive. I finished Borneo, for all who cared and listened last week to me talk about it. Huge slay of a season. I bet this one goes 45 more.
Wow. Who could predict?
Yeah, it was great. The only thing that I'll tie this together with is no one in the new season like fishes anymore or even attempts to fish. I don't know if it's because they have less days in between challenges and tribals and like more time to do so. They're also there longer, so they literally need to do that. But Q is like so pissed about the rice in this episode. And I'm like, go out there and try and catch something or do something. I mean, they don't have anything to do it with, I guess.
Yeah. They were trying to catch some crabs. They were like, while Q is saying that, they're cutting to, I think it's Tevin, like trying to catch some little crabbies under a rock or something. I don't know what they're eating, man. And honestly, I don't care.
Me neither. And I haven't even heard anyone say they're hungry or anything. And I don't know if that's just editing, but it's like out of sight, out of mind. I actually do like that component of it. And we actually get to see it this episode because Q was like, buzzing and being crazy because he finally ate something. So now he's like turning into his self, and it's a lot.
He's turning into a kid that was fed like red, what's that stuff? Red dye.
Yeah. He ate a bag of Doritos and a red Gatorade and just fucking flew down into the earth's core. Like, what the fuck?
He was nutso. That Q skirt thing, I was like, I could have done without that too. There was just so much Q.
I'm good to dive into the new Banu. Q. So, yes, he is the new Banu. So, who's going home next week?
And why is it Q? Why is it Q new?
So, I mean, let's just dive into it. It's basically we can umbrella it with the six. To me, I think this like, and not a true villain, but I think Q is like turning into a bit of a villain.
Oh, yeah.
His strategy is all over the place. He says, if you think about voting someone from the six, you're out. Meanwhile, 2 weeks in a row, he has voted people from the six.
Well, okay. He does say that going against the six means that it gives him the grounds to basically remove you. Like, he compares it to him being a mob boss. And he says, if you're in my organization and you try to go against somebody within my organization, then you're out. So he thinks that people saying that, he's basically just making excuses for like whoever he wants the next vote to be the vote.
Yeah.
And like why that's okay.
I'm trying to think of, oh, it's Tony. Tony also played like that. Tony in Kagayan was a lot of like, well, as soon as you stopped trusting me, it gave me the okay to stop trusting you and I can vote you out now. Like, sure. He was very much like one sliver of disloyalty or something. It's like, oh, you broke our contract. I'm good. But it's really just an excuse for him to justify why he's doing the things he's Correct. Doing, which is fine. But this man, Q, went so hard in the fucking paint all episode. And then just as Kenzie had said last episode, he said, vote me out.
Yo.
So many iterations of vote this person. We're voting this person. And then eventually said, just vote me out. She was 100% correct. So stupid.
So there's a lot of discourse around whether Q's statement of vote me out was a true intention or was this a strategic play? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a good point. Like, was he just trying to create chaos? It could have backfired. And I don't know how, if that's the case, Q ever wins this game. Who out of that group will vote for Q to win $1 million after that stunt?
He's almost like better positioned because of it.
With Tevin out, you're saying?
No, he's almost better. He's like more insulated now because of exactly what you said, that if people want to take him to the end, they could be like, this man is not going to win now. Let's take him to the end.
Yeah, that's true. But now
there's so many ways you can think about it.
It was just interesting to see Hugh choose the six over his alliance with Tiff. Tiff mm-hmm. was his number one. And to go against the six, who, again, they met 3 days ago, really, is like... So overall, if he did do that for strategy, I think it was an awful strategy because Tiff was his number one and now Kenzie hates him and now everyone distrusts him for going wacky. Or if he really was doing it out of a weird guilt for throwing Tiff under the bus. Again, weird. I mean, we've seen Q do this multiple times this season. He has literally been like, I'm going tonight a couple times.
And yeah.
Jelinski had said in episode one, Q brought up quitting first in his like exit interview. And then I came along to the idea. And so now Jelinski had tweeted, can't spell quit without Q. And they're in a Twitter battle right now. I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's like justice for Jelinski.
As Miss Jelinski, this is a good battle for me to fight. I'm on team Jelinski for sure. Well, I'm definitely on team Tiff. Well.
Oh, 100%. No doubt about it. Here's the thing about Q that I have so... I mean, we're going all the way into tribal. Like, we're going there.
Yeah, for sure.
So, my thoughts on his play at tribal, his shenanigans at tribal, were he only knows how to play this game one way. And that is with him in control.
Yep.
People were starting to make, and I think, okay, you asked the question, why was he putting so much stock in the six over the Yanu alliance, the Yanu, former Yanu tribe? It's because Q can claim to have been the originator of the six. Like, that's a move that he can claim.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
The Yanu alliance is like happenstance. It's built over time. It's something that Tiff and Kenzie can also use on their resume, right? But the power of the six is something that Q initiated. So I think that's why he was putting so much stock in it.
Okay.
Now,
good point.
There were a lot of things that I think stacked up to him saying, just vote me out at the end of this. He did not get his way throughout the whole episode, right? Nobody stepped up with him besides Liz to try to go for the rice negotiation. He doesn't like that. Then Jeff called him out and said, I could have lasted longer than 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't like any of this. He didn't like that somebody, we know it was Liz, but he didn't like that he thought of the plan to get out Tiff. And then it's coming back to him from Tiff that everybody's voting for Tevin. He's like, hang on, wait. People in who I was with in the six are now going against me, like, and my idea. I can't have that. Then he knew he fumbled in spilling it to Hunter, and he didn't like that Hunter didn't listen to him and go directly to the group and say, like, no, let's actually try to go for Tiff. My thought is that his wanting to quit was almost like Ben said it. Ben was like, he just doesn't want to be at the bottom.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be at the bottom. He doesn't want to be voted out or blindsided. He only knows this game from a place of control. And he's damaged his number one alliance in that now Tiffany's not going home. It's going to be Tevin. He's trying to save face and be like, I made this partial mistake, this partial mistake with this little gesture, and basically trying to save face and like maybe try to repair something with Tiffany in that. But it's gone to me. Like, it's, he yes. blew it. And I think he would rather have maybe gotten voted out and not have to deal with the aftershock of like a mistake he made.
Yeah.
Than stay and have to deal with it.
I really think it was a crazy move to go for Tiff. And what you had said, him being a mob boss, I understand that. But you can keep in the back of your mind that Tiff may not be loyal through, but she may be a vote for you now if you could convince her, because she's your number one. So why not work on Tiff to be like, me and you have to stick together. We have to vote together. She said, who did she say? She said Maria. She Maria said Ben.
Ben.
So it could have been Ben. Ben's not in the six. He could have been like, okay, but Maria's in the six and she's a good vote for now. So let's go for Ben. Like, he didn't even try to.
No, because she was having an original thought apart from him.
Okay.
He did not like that.
Yes, that's kind of.
And she wanted to say Venus, and he was like, I said Venus.
Yeah.
So what?
But he says the phrase, she's playing the old Survivor. She wants to bring Venus because Venus is a goat. And I said,
yeah.
Is old Survivor? No, you still want to bring a goat at some point. And Venus isn't like the goatiest goat either, because
no.
I mean, she's a little DeLulu, and we'll get there. But like, mm-hmm. I would say, up until this episode, the real goat was like Liz, but Liz is now churning and burning. But I mean, Q just had an absolutely wild episode strategy wise. Right at the start, he was like, it's not okay to hee hee and kiki and ya ya.
Yeah.
Which I had to write, because what the fuck?
I agree with that.
And then, but they had just gotten back from travel. There was only four other people.
It's on that time, his schedule, his game, his everything. It is no strategy anymore. It is just what he wants and when he wants it. That's not strategy. That's like brute force.
Exactly. And then
he
kicks off this hide and seek game in which the rules were, if you find me, you're out. If you're not found, you're out. If you're good at this, you're out. And if you're not, even
big
if you're not
mistake.
Good, you're out.
You're out. Big mistake. Everything means something.
Even Venus was reading into it. Like, Venus too was like, this is really telling of your personality. If you're good at hiding, like Tiff or who was it? Tiff or Kenzie?
Had
no, Maria. Maria had the buff on her head. And Venus is like, that shows me that she's sloppy. I was like,
no, that was about Tiff. But yes, Maria had the like palm fronds in her hair.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes.
But it's like,
yes.
Bitch, she just probably doesn't want to play your stupid ass game.
No, and it's just hide and seek. Who stop reading into it so much.
It's bonkers.
And if you're going to read into it so much, Q should really recognize that Hunter is a gigantic fucking threat. And the second that he doesn't have a necklace around his neck, he's out. Like, he's got to go. And now that his number one, Tevin, is gone.
I have heard some people thinking that Hunter is great at challenges, but like, he's not really doing a whole lot strategically. Like, is he actually playing? Is he doing anything?
That's a good point. I mean, he has an idol. I think he thought the six was tight. They said Tiff, so we didn't need to scramble, but he did start scrambling as soon as he said
okay,
that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
One of the last things I have on the six is, you know who's good in this game and I'm kind of rooting for is Charlie.
Me too.
He joins the six, but is like aptly says, like, this is the shakiest six of all time. Lest you remember, Tim was in the six.
Yes.
Which is so funny. And he doesn't want to be at the end with people he can't beat. And I thought the only bad thing Charlie has done all season was jump off that thing and scream Taylor Swift. I wish he never did that. Other than that, he's perfect to me.
How do you think he is today on Friday, April 19th at 8 a.m.?
Friday, April 19th, 8 a.m. with a 31 song drop from Taylor Swift for the
I think
Pilot
he's short circuiting.
I know. He's freaking out. What if he has $1 million to blow on Taylor Swift merch this morning on Tortured Poets Society merch?
Ew.
What if he has $700,000 after taxes to spend on
Tortured Poets Society straight jackets? That's really, I could want him to win.
I think you've said this, but there's a few people I wouldn't mind winning.
Yeah.
Let's check in with you. I have more to say on the app, but we might as well, since we were talking about the tribal, let's check in with you as Miss Tevin.
Ugh.
You had Tevin in your pool, right? That's why you're Miss Tevin. Yeah.
That's why I'm Miss Tevin.
Well, I didn't know if you just declared yourself Miss Tevin because you love Tevin, but how do you feel? Because for me, I don't care. I really liked Tevin. I really, really liked Tevin. I think this was like a fizzle, such a fizzle of a way for him to go out.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm not like bothered by it, I don't think, unless you want to convince me otherwise.
No, I'm kind of on the same boat as I was with Soda, whereas like there was a lot of promise and hope for this person to be like a star character. Again, maybe their journey was cut too soon and we would have seen something really, really incredible as far as strategic play.
Totally.
Even like the Soda blindside to me was not that epic. I was just like, okay, that to me wasn't a big flashy move as everyone was making it out to be like, he's such this I think he's a social threat, but I don't think that his last move was totally epic and like really something that like I could have kept him around for another vote or two.
Sure. Like. Okay. Let me ask you a question then. To you, who owns the Soda boot? Tevin, Venus, Liz are your options.
Oh, I still think it is Tevin, but okay. I also just like don't think it's that crazy. I don't think it's that crazy or great. It was in a six people thing and like what, one person was safe? Is that what it was? I can't even remember now.
Yeah, it was. But
so it's like it wasn't that wild. He didn't have to rally that much. I think when we come down to that, there's a couple different schools of thought, right? Liz is like, it's not an original idea. I've been saying this for weeks, but it's like, bitch, you've not been acting. Like to own the move, you have to rally the troops and actually like get it together at the right time to make it happen. You can't just be saying it and saying it. Then that's almost worse because no one's listening to you.
Yeah.
Liz to me is like a big nothing burger. I think.
Okay, but doesn't she own the Tevin boot?
She does, but like I still think she's so lame. I'm being so harsh. I don't care. I think she's just like the lamest.
Okay, I am like on a teetering edge. I could go one way to be like I'm a Liz fan because
I'm firmly planted.
I kind of enjoy her style. She lays back and then I liked that even when Hunter and Q and everyone were trying to talk her into something, she's like, I'm voting for Tevin.
Sure.
And I think that even if Q didn't blow up that vote and the Qs were voting for Tiff and the Liz's were voting for Tevin, I still think Tevin goes home.
I agree.
The Tiffs had the numbers. So I think ultimately Tevin was going home no matter what.
I agree.
I like that Hugh's blow up ended up getting Tiff no votes. And they ended up on Venus, of course, all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. But I think Liz owns that Tevin boot. And I think that's a good boot because you're going against the powers that be, the power of the six. You know, she said, fuck Hunter and Quentin, who are the two most like,
yeah,
strategic, like, I don't, in what way, I don't know, but they're threats.
Yes.
And then Tevin, who's, you can argue those three are the three boy threats who are like, you know, good to get out earlier rather than later.
No, I think she totally owns the Tevin vote. I think it was pretty cool of her to like dig her heels in and say like, I'm voting for Tevin. So that's what I'm doing. And to say it to Q2 to be like, if I step back from it, I'm not getting any respect. Like that's great. I just like, and I think my thing is that I'm happy that she pulled off the vote successfully, but it was more to me like anybody but Q. I want anybody but Q to have a little bit of leverage and sway and like move the needle.
Okay.
She's still just like lame to me though.
I don't disagree, but I kind of like that about her. Because as I look at this group,
you'll be happy if she wins.
No. She can't win. That's hell.
So
she and Quentin now are at the bottom of my list of people who I want to.
Is that even his name? Cubertet? It's Quintavious.
Oh.
I knew it.
Sorry. Quintavious. No, I don't want Liz to win. I want Tiff to win. Tiff's my winner pick. Tiff is my girl.
You know what? I think Kenzie has a better shot than Tiff.
I love Kenzie too. I love Kenzie. I would be happy with a lot of people.
I would be happy with Charlie. I would
Maria
be happy
could
with
if
Kenzie.
She steps it up.
Yeah, she's like in the back for me though. I would be happy. Kenzie, Tiff, Charlie. Maybe that's it.
I like
that's
Maria.
That's a pretty good though. I like Maria too. I guess if I had to pick a fourth, it would. If I pick a fourth, it's definitely Maria. I don't want Liz. I don't want Q. I don't want Venus.
Yeah, Hunter's, I think,
boring.
I think Tevin would have been up there for me if it wasn't for the six. I said this last episode, but I was not rooting for like Hunter and Tevin's piece of the six. I was rooting for the Q and Tiff piece, but Q's off the rails, so I just can't in good conscience have him win. So it's Tiff. It's Tiff for me. And then
Ben's kind of out of it for me now. I know I said he was my winner pick a couple weeks ago, but he's kind of out of it.
But I do like Ben more and more every week. I love his, like, this does not rock. It's so funny. Him crying over Tim was so sad. He's like, it's so weird crying over another man, but he was my rock. I love a bromance. I really do.
That is sweet. He's like kind of a nothing burger too, though. Like, he's just kind of going with the flow. Even the way he was trying to convince Kenzie or inform her of what the vote was, he was like, people are dissatisfied with Tevin. Yeah. And I think it could be a chill if we like lock in a couple votes or two. It's like, what, man? What are you saying?
Wait, no, I kind of love that.
Choice of words is so wild. And Kenzie was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Kenzie was cracking me up this episode when Q, another thing that pissed me off about Q, tells Maria and Charlie about Tiff's Tiff's idol. And then at the live tribal, when Charlie tells Tiff that and Tiff pulls in Kenzie, and Kenzie's like, ooh, spicy. Like, she just her name's not in the mix. So she was just absolutely like, chilling and that's having a blast.
Dude, a live tribal where you're not, I mean, it still does suck to have to kind of like scramble like that. Like, Hunter was so stressed.
Yeah.
But how fun would that
be? Oh my God. I mean, it's so funny that Venus's name shouldn't have been written down. And then because of the live tribal, it was still written down. Like, this poor girl's going to be voted every single week.
Yeah.
It could turn on anybody.
We don't know what to do.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do. So Venus it is.
Let's quick talk about Venus, because her taking the accolades for the soda boot was really hard to watch. But
oh my God,
my notes aged by the end of my note taking during episode one, because I was not expecting Tevin to go home. But originally, my notes were like, I really liked Tevin's way of going about this. I didn't love the like tackling scenes, but
no.
I liked the way that when he was painting the checkered board and Venus was like, you got to give me props though, right? And they were talking it through. And Tevin was like, what if he kept saying like, my God today. I love that. And I mean, it was cringe. It was hard to watch Venus. It was really hard to watch. But I was enjoying the way Tevin was just letting her have it. And then my notes date themselves. I'm like, well, he went home. So Venus still outlives him, which is crazy. I thought it was good strategy.
So pleased as punch about that.
It negates it for me. So I think I'm on the side of like, Tevin doesn't really own that soda win anyway either. Watching Liz watch Tevin take credit is what made Liz stand up and get Tevin out.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, it all negates itself. And it's like, it doesn't matter anyway. Who did this?
Owning the big moves, is like, you almost, how do you do that? How do you build a resume without putting a target on your back? Is like such a tough, tough question.
Really fucking hard. What else do we have to say?
What do you think about this idea of goats versus warriors to the end with you?
Yeah. And I think we said this when we were watching live. It's like the coach strategy of being like, I'm gonna go to the end with warriors. I want to be up against someone I'm beating. If I'm Wu, I'm not bringing Tony to the end. Like, what the fuck?
No.
That's so stupid. I'm bringing Chaos Cast to the end with me every time. You bring the person you can win $1 million against.
Yeah.
And
I agree. Completely.
That does make for maybe a lesser final tribal, because there's a goat there. I've seen a few that it's like three people and one of them is an obvious goat and they just get zero votes and the other two are battling it out. But how about you? What do you think?
I bring the goats. This is $1 million we're talking about. Correct. I think it's so silly. It's such a conundrum that Q has put himself in, to be only wanting to operate in a place where he's in control, but then still say that he wants to surround himself with people who are worth beating. And it's like, well, those people worth beating are probably not going to stay under your thumb and under your control. So right. like, how are you going to manage running the only type of game you're comfortable running while not taking people who are ready to be led to slaughter? Like, it just does not make sense.
Yep. Agreed.
So I think it's fascinating to watch, but like, goats for sure. Like, bring the duds. But it's not great TV, but like, that's what I would do.
But bringing a goat like Venus is good TV, because Venus is good TV. You know what I mean? And I know they're not watching it.
That's true.
They're not playing the game as a what TV show is being made right now for other people to watch. If I'm in the game, unfortunately, even though I strive to, as I'm watching Survivor, for it to be as interesting as possible, which means that if you get rid of a goat like Venus, the quality goes down a little bit, because she's a wild person and she's good to watch on television. Yeah, it's a good question. How about, we didn't talk about like the earn your rice bit of the challenge. I hate it. Let everyone compete. Just give them rice in the beginning.
The only thing it does is create animosity and like cute. If I was not willing to step up, I'm at least making it to the fifth spot. If I'm one of the first four to drop, then I'm like, why the fuck did I do that? Yeah. I think it's silly. I like don't. It's not interesting to me. I don't care about it. The only negotiation I want to see is people like mutinying.
Be like, we're not doing this.
Or we all quit.
That happened in Borneo. So in the final four, they did that challenge we've seen before, where you like dive into mud and you put mud on yourself and you have to get the mud into the bucket and the heaviest bucket.
Yeah.
And for anyone who hadn't seen Borneo or has a reminder, the reward for that challenge that we saw was beer with Jeff, and you get to watch the first 5 minutes of Survivor. But originally, apparently, the award was one bottle of beer for that. And so the four of them said, okay, we're not doing it then. Like, go back to the drawing board. We're not doing this for a bottle of beer. Like, one of the contestants was like, I don't even drink. So why would I do this challenge?
Yeah,
it was just a reward challenge. Either way, they're like, no, not doing it.
That would have been me with the tuna fish. I would have been like, I'm going to sit this one out, Jeff. This is so fucking foul.
Exactly. So I love that like type of negotiation. That's good. But I was happy for the first time in the new era. These bitches said, fuck you, Jeff. No.
Yeah. They're going to have to give them rice, though.
Yeah. It's so stupid. I mean, he's just trying to, you're right. He's trying to like cause tension, make something interesting happen, when the interesting thing should just be like, let them do the challenge you constructed.
Yeah, that you built.
Yeah, exactly. Like, tested. Half the people sitting out is so lame. I hate that. But anyway.
I wanted Charlie to win badly.
Me too. People are like really memeing Hunter, like going upside down on the pole.
I hate it. It was so unnecessary.
He's not interesting to me at all. I don't have anything else. You got anything else?
Everybody's actual casting their vote was so fucking funny.
Correct.
Just being like, dumbest tribal ever. Hunter just is like, whatever. And Charlie just looks at the camera and shrugs and is all of us.
Yeah, I'd say we started with Imogen Heap singing, so we didn't get to say like, I really liked this episode. I thought it was good. I thought that it was a slow start. Like, I did not need the Q skirt. I didn't need the hide and seek.
No,
this could have been an hour episode and cut those segments completely. They love Q. They want to show like anything for Q. They think he's like the class clown. And I'm like, out with you. But
out with ye.
I love this episode. And for the record, I do want Q to stick around because he's good TV, but he's kooky.
Oh my God.
I don't want him to win the million, but I want him to stay. But yeah, great episode. Love a live tribal. We were like so excited watching live. And one by one, as they were voting, you're right, we were geeking. We were laughing so hard at everyone just being like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, to be experiencing that, just like absolute, I can like feel it in my chest, like how just crazy that must have been.
Yep. I love it.
I love it.
I think it's going to be amazing. A good rest of the season. I'm fully in. And who's left is great. And I said that
it's
last
a great
week, too.
Group of cuckoos.
Yeah. Including Tevin. I would have said like, this is a great group.
Yeah.
I feel bad that I said like, I didn't care about Tevin going home, but I just like, people have to go home at some point. So
yeah,
like,
honestly, fuck you.
He made it 8 episodes. So that's good.
You know what? So I lost Soda and now I lost Tevin. Who do I have left? Let's do a little pool check. I have Q. I do have Q.
You have Venus.
I have Venus and I have
Oh, and I lost Gem. I only have two left. Damn it.
Wow. I only have Venus and Maria left. Always bring the rocket like Venus and Maria.
I love Venus and Maria Williams. They're my favorite sisters.
All right. Well, if that's it, we'll wrap up. We'll be back for episode 9. It's heating up. We're enjoying it. Love it. Love you.
Love you. I adore you. Kiss you. I kiss you. I kiss you.
Oh, my God. Okay. Go hang in our Discord if you want to come talk about the episodes. It's link in the bio. And go to Binchdown TV and check out all the other shows we're covering. We cover a ton of stuff. We've been a podcast for years and years and years. So we've covered we have almost like 600 episodes. So go check us out. We are Binchdown TV. And who are we? I don't know the lyrics.
That's even it. Try again.
What the hell?
Is can we buy it? How much do you think the rights are to that song? You can just play it right here.
I'll buy it.
Okay.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.